Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I want you to underline that word, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Tonight, I want to preach, and I pray the Spirit of God will help me, and I want to entitle the message, Breaking the Shame Barrier. Breaking the Shame Barrier. Here it says about Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Look at somebody and say, despise the shame. Anytime that God gives you a dream, anytime you have a desire to follow after the Lord, chances are that you will encounter in one form or the other a satanic attack. There will be heartaches because you heard the popular saying, nothing comes easy in life. So any dream, even your desire to follow after the Lord or to finish your Christian race, anything that you plan to do by the grace of God in your life will always come through an attack. And Jesus had to deal in his own life on this earth with something called shame. He had to learn to despise it. And it is important that we as a church realize that if you're going to achieve something in life, you're going to have to learn to break the shame barrier. If Jesus had to do that, we will also have to do the same. The devil will want you to give up, but we have to break that, praise the Lord, shame barrier. Amen. When you have shame in your life, you will feel defeated, feel like giving up, your ego will be deflated, and even you will begin to say, Lord, you got the wrong person. But you got to learn to handle what is called shame. And let me tell you, it is not a one-time deal. It is not something that you go for an inner healing retreat and say, Lord, please heal me in this area. I feel ashamed, or I'm battling with shame. Please heal me. And God heals you. No, it's not a one-time experience. Why? Because you are a weak person. And because you have an enemy called the devil, called Satan, who constantly, continuously attacks you. Chances are that time and again, you will have to break that barrier of shame in your life. And tonight, I believe God is going to give us the victory over that. Amen. You look at in the Bible, you look at anybody in the scripture. Joseph in the Old Testament had a dream, but instead of that dream just coming to pass after the crusade or after the prayer meeting or after the church service, he began to go through one problem after the other, where a woman even actually began to accuse him. But you look at his life, at the end of the day, Joseph was smiling. At the end of his life, Because God who had called him was true and faithful. God lifted him up and God made him stand. You look at a man called Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. God gave him a promise, you will have a child. But Hagar says, listen, go sleep with my maid. This guy says, amen, amen, and he goes and sleeps with the maid. Can you imagine that, the father of our faith? And what happens? He begins to lie about, even about his wife later on. I mean, he's doing one thing after the other that is wrong. But you will never find somewhere in the scripture where God is coming to Abraham and saying, shame on you, Abraham, shame on you. Abraham, shame on you. God never says that. And why? Because Abraham handled it. He looked up to El Shaddai, the Lord who is the all-sufficient one. He says, Lord, hallelujah, I know if I look to you, you will bring me through. Look at Moses. He's in the mountain. God speaks to him. God gives him the Ten Commandments. He is coming down the mountain and he is telling the children of Israel the Ten Commandments. And he comes to the commandment, thou shalt not commit murder. And somebody in the crowd could have stood up and said, Moses, how dare you say that? You killed an Egyptian. Are you with me? Moses, how can you say that you killed an Egyptian? How dare you stand there and say, thou shalt not commit murder? But let me tell you, when God forgives you, it's for good. Hallelujah. He does not hold your past against you. When his blood speaks over your life, you are forgiven forever. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, Peter denied the Lord three times. One time, the Bible says he actually cursed God. മലയാളത്തിൽ അവൻ ആണയിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു, എനിക്ക് ഇവനെ അറിഞ്ഞുകൂടാ, യേശുവിനെ തള്ളി പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് കേഴ്സ് ചെയ്തു യേശുവിനെ. ജീസസ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ഹിസ് ഡെത്ത്, when he rose again from the dead, he did not come to Peter and say, shame on you, Peter, shame on you. Man, I called you as my apostle, as my disciple. You were walking with me for 3 years. I died for you. I shed my blood for you. Shame on you, Peter. I never expected this from you, Peter. Jesus didn't say that. Peter, hallelujah, Jesus comes to Simon and says, Simon, son of Jonah, hallelujah, not shame on you. Do you love me? Do you still love me? Do you still love me? Do you still love me? If you love me, you're going to have a ministry, son. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. How do you recognize whether there you are dealing with shame in your life? If you're going to complete the race, time and again, you will have to handle the shame barrier. If you're fighting shame in your life, you will constantly feel unworthy, especially when you come into the presence of God. You will feel unlovable. Even if God says to you, God loves you, you will say, oh no, not me. Okay, maybe before, but not now. You will have a feeling of hopelessness in your life. You will feel that no matter what you do, nothing will ever work for you. You will constantly fight the thought, I am a failure. If you are battling shame in your life, you will begin to feel, I don't deserve to be happy. If you're battling shame in your life, you will be embarrassed about yourself. You will always have the fear that you will lose face. You will begin to think that you are the black sheep of the family. You will begin to have a secretive lifestyle. Because shame will tell you, listen, you need to put up a front before people, but it is a hopeless case for you. So have a small hidden private life for yourself. And the more you begin to do that, the more miserable you will be. Shame, most of the time, comes from guilt. Guilt says, I am not forgiven. Condemnation says, I am worthy of judgment. And you know what shame will say? It's still who I am and I deserve it. Did you hear that? Guilt will say, I am not forgiven. Condemnation will say, I am worthy of judgment. And shame will say, it's still who I am. I deserve it. Once a man of God said, there was a person who came to him, a lady. And she had AIDS. But it was not actually AIDS that was killing her, it was shame. Shame was eating her up. So this man of God began to counsel and said, what do you want me to pray for? And then the religious talk, when you really don't want to be honest or you really don't want to say something that will be embarrassed about, you say, the Lord knows, just pray, Pastor. Well, somebody says that, I know what they're dealing with. So every time you say, Lord, what is it? And the Lord showed this man of God, okay, listen, she's got a blood problem. A problem with her blood. She said, you have a problem with blood? She said, oh, no, I have, she was feeling very embarrassed. She said, I have diabetes. How do you say that? I have AIDS. She said, I have diabetes. So this pastor didn't ask the Lord. He prayed from his heart, Lord, I just pray that you would heal her. Lord, I curse diabetes. I command that pancreas to function properly. He began to pray from his heart. And this woman is sitting there feeling guilty. Oh my God, now look what I've done. Now this guy, the poor pastor is praying about something that is not real. About a week later, she comes to the pastor and says, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I want to meet you in private. I lied. My real problem is I had a problem which is AIDS. And that is because, I was a Christian, I was born again, I was walking with God, but I heard this voice one time in my life, a thought that came in. Well, God wants you to have a good time. Are you having a nice time? So she began to think again. She said, okay, I think so. Well, does anybody love you? Do you feel like a woman? So suddenly she said, okay, I didn't feel like a woman. So why don't you do something to feel like a woman? So she began to sleep around because she wanted to feel like a woman because she believed that lie. But sleeping around doesn't make you feel like a woman, nor like a man. And with that pattern of sin, she began to get into this problem where she ended up having AIDS. So this man of God is a fantastic man of God. One day we should have him in the church here. I don't want to say his name now. So he said, listen, that's all. Why were you ashamed? God forgives your sin. The minute you confess, the minute you say, Lord, I'm sorry, He forgives your sin. His blood cleanses you. Why don't you accept His forgiveness? She said, okay, I will do that. She accepted the forgiveness. He said, now I'm going to pray for a healing, and prayed, and the AIDS was totally healed. There's nothing that God can't heal you from. In my experience of ministry, I've had two occasions when backstage prayed for two people who have had a battle with AIDS, and God healed. We saw clear healing. One of them wanted to testify. He said, don't do it because we need to get you married now. God has forgiven you. God has accepted you, but people might not. But what I'm saying is, the Lord wants you to accept His forgiveness. He doesn't want you to walk in shame. He wants you to break the shame barrier. Hallelujah. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Three shame barriers that God wants to give you victory. The first one is what is called inherited shame. Inherited shame. In the Garden of Eden, Adam sinned and he went and hid because he suddenly realized he was naked. He felt ashamed. He tried to cover his nakedness with modern religion, with figs, fig leaves. Nothing helped. He went and hid. But God is never intimidated by your sin. God actually walked to him. The Lord came looking for him. And the Lord said, son, you can't hide your shame. You can't cover your sin. Let me take the blood of an innocent animal, a blood-soaked skin of a lamb, and let me cover your nakedness. And God himself in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3 and verse 21 did the first redemptive work, where God used the blood of an animal to cover the sin of Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. But in the New Testament, hallelujah, in the fullness of time, it was no longer the blood of an animal. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. He takes away the sin of the world. Your sin, Jesus carried, and by his blood, you are covered. You are forgiven. Hallelujah. He set you free.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes people come and ask this word. Pastor, once to Derek Prince, the man of God, Derek Prince. You know, when he was on the point of accepting Jesus, a pastor came to him and said to him, Jesus died for your sin. So Derek Prince was very philosophical, you know, very intellectual guy. So he said, how can somebody who died 2,000 years ago, his blood cleanse me from my sin, which I did yesterday? Well, we got the answer for that in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. Yes, my brother, read it. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14.
How much more shall the blood of Christ?
How much more shall the blood of Christ?
Who through the eternal spirit,
who through the, underline that word, eternal spirit. Say that word, eternal. Eternal. Eternal spirit. Read.
Offered himself without spot to God.
Yes.
Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal spirit, purge your conscience from dead works? Praise the Lord. Eternal spirit. That word eternal means out of time. Praise the Lord. The death of Christ 2,000 years ago, the blood that was shed, the Holy Spirit of God takes that blood and cleanses and purges your conscience, which the sin that even that you committed yesterday, and makes you whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Because God doesn't want you to be walking in guilt and in shame. His blood covers your sin. Even tonight, lift your hands and thank Jesus for his redeeming blood. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The second shame is what is called imposed shame. Shame that is put on you by people. Your parents maybe took a wrong medicine and you ended up dumb or deaf. And people call you, hey, you dumb guy. And you feel ashamed. You're ashamed to go to school because your friends make fun of you. Or you don't have friends. You come to church and some religious guy looks at you in a wrong way and says, what's this guy doing? Saying shame that is imposed on you because of somebody else. I still remember a long time back, a girl came to me. The Lord gave a prophecy saying, the Lord will use you mightily. She had a great desire to be a part of the church and a part of the team. And then she asked me from her heart very honestly, my father is a drunkard. He is very abusive. Pastor, do you really mean that I can be a part of the church and God can use me? Because I'm ashamed of my father. I'm ashamed of the things that he's said about me and all that. So are you really sure? I said, God's word is true. You are. I will name that person later, much later. But today she is serving in the church. Your normal IQ is supposed to be 100. Imagine you have only 50% IQ. People call you stupid, foolish. Just because you don't know who the Prime Minister of Uganda is. Have you seen that? Maybe you're not smart enough in class, or maybe you failed a couple of years in college, or you didn't complete your studies. What happens to you? I used to battle with a terrible inferiority complex because I said, oh my God, what? I feel like such a failure. But our God is a God who will anoint, even if you have only 50% IQ. Praise the Lord. Because he created and he chose that which is foolish in the world to shame the wise. He chose that is weak in the world to shame, hallelujah, the strong. Our God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Lift your hands and give him glory. Amen. God is a shame buster. Praise the Lord. Tonight I believe some of your shame is going to be busted up and destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to walk out of this place free. Hallelujah. Amen. Shame imposed on you. Jesus, when he was in the flesh on the earth, people began to ask him, hey, aren't you that carpenter's son? Somebody said, no. He was born before Joseph actually married Mary. He's not the carpenter's son. Somebody else said, hey, he's Beelzebub's son. Pishasinte mohanam Yeshuvine nokki parannu. Can you imagine the shame, the humiliation? People, when you study scriptures, people were actually asking, is this the carpenter's son? Isn't he? No, he's Beelzebub's son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus took it all in. Praise the Lord. Because on the cross, hallelujah, he not only wanted to forgive your sin, not only did he want to save you and be reconciled to the Father, remove your curse and bondage and destroy the devil's works, but he wanted to carry your shame that you might walk in the honor that God has anointed and kept for you. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, underline this in your book. God does not want you to have even 1% guilt. I'm saying it again. No matter what has happened in your life, where you are from, what you've done, God does not want you to have even 1% of guilt in your life because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not even a teeny, meeny, miny, meeny, whatever. 0.1% of guilt. God doesn't want you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and verse 14 says, through one sacrifice, he is perfected forever those who are being sanctified in him. Praise the Lord. Whatteru yagathal, avan ninne purnarayikkirikkunnu. Praise the Lord. Vishuddhiyirikkunna ninne purnanakkirikkunnu. Why? By one sacrifice. One sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The third barrier of shame is what is called actual shame. I mean, you have blown it, you have done something wrong. Not something that actually was imposed on you or something that you inherited, but you actually messed it up. That's the time actually shame has got an inner voice. Shame has got an inner voice. When you mess up, the inner voice will tell you, of shame will tell you, you deserve to die, you deserve to be judged, and you deserve to go to hell.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's the inner voice of shame. But you need to look at the scripture and say, I deserve to go to heaven because of the blood of Jesus. I am worthy because of the blood of Jesus. I am reconciled to the Father because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am covered by the righteousness of God. Psychologists say most people who come to them are actually dealing or battling with shame. It's called shame implosion. Pent up shame, shame that is inside. Things that you are really mad about in your life, the wrong that you have done, or the things that you have done wrong, or the places that you have failed, or the foolishness that you have done. But God doesn't want you to carry that also in your life. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Jesus learned to despise the shame. You need to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done. I acknowledge it before you. I confess it before you. May your blood cleanse me and say, Lord, I accept your forgiveness. I accept your righteousness. I thank you, Lord. And then say, shame, get out and walk on with your life and complete the race that God has called you to complete. Because, hallelujah, He's a God who wants to perfect that which concerns you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you actually messed up, you begin to hear these voices. I should have known better. I got what I deserved. I brought it on myself. You have begun to have a vague sense of failure because of the mistakes that you made. You begin to say, I deserve to be unhappy. I made the bed. I should sleep in it. God can give you a new bed with clean sheets. Are you with me? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost, he's saying to the people of the Jews who were assembled there, the people who were gathered there, you crucified the Holy One of Israel. You killed him, but God raised him. Are you with me? He's saying to the people, you actually killed the Holy One of God, but God raised him from the dead. And the people who were gathered there were cut to heart. And they're asking, what should we do? I mean, just look at that. You actually killed. Now what more can you do? Are you with me? You actually killed Jesus. What more can you do? You actually messed it up. What more can you do? If I was the preacher, I would say, you blew it big time. Bye-bye. That is held over there. I mean, they said, yeah. What should we do now? What can you do? You actually killed Jesus. What can you do? Now, shame makes you to think that now some way Because of what I've done, I need to do something to get out of this mess. But let me tell you, there is nothing that you can do about your yesterday. Nothing. Are you with me? There is absolutely nothing that you can do about your yesterday. Praise the Lord. But you know what Peter said? Repent. Change your mind. Praise the Lord. Change your mind about yourself. You can't change it. You kill Jesus. There's nothing that you can do. You can't wind the clock back and go back and do anything. No, you can't do nothing. But you can change your mind about yourself. Hallelujah. Because God forgives you. You can go forward. Change your mind about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anything that you can feel, God can heal. Anything that you can feel, God can. God can heal. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you need to realize that even tonight and every day of your life, you got to realize that God doesn't want shame to hold you down. You can hear the inner voice of shame. And you need to say, I'm going to have victory over it. I'm not going to follow that voice. I'm going to follow the voice of the shepherd, Jesus Christ. I'm not going to allow my past to dictate to me. I'm going to look to the face of Jesus and His Holy Spirit to guide me concerning my future. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, verse 7. It says there, instead of shame, God will give us double honor. Say that with me. Instead of shame, God will give me double honor. Lift your hand and say it one more time. Hallelujah. Say it as you mean it. Instead of shame, God will give me double honor. Hallelujah. Instead of shame, God will give me double honor because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise him. Lift your hands and praise him. 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 Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Hebrews 12 and verse 6, 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith, let us run the race. Praise the Lord. We have a race to run. We need to arise and say, oh, I'm going to rise over my shame. I'm going to break the shame barrier. God is not holding it against me. Praise the Lord. I accept His forgiveness. Hallelujah. I accept His salvation. I accept His deliverance. I am accepted in the Beloved. There is nothing that I can do about what I did yesterday. But hallelujah, I can change my mind about myself and walk forward and run the race and complete it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's close our eyes tonight in prayer. Fun of the Lord. They actually tied a scarf on his eyes. They began to hit him and say, prophesy. Who is hitting you? Verbal abuse. They began to physically abuse him. They began to hit him, spit on him, pull out his beard, physically abused him. They even stripped him of his robe. Bible scholars believe Jesus actually was hanging on that cross naked. They actually took off even his underclothes, pulled him out. You know, has your nakedness been violated? Have you been sexually abused where you're ashamed? Are you feeling ashamed because somebody has emotionally abused you, physically hurt you? The Bible says, on the cross, Jesus took it all in. Amen. He actually took your shame. You don't need to carry that shame. Just forgive that person who physically abused you, who looked at your nakedness, who maybe violated you, who spoke bad about you. Forgive that person and say, Lord, I accept the forgiveness that comes through your blood. Let me walk in your cleansing. Let me walk in your precious blood, Lord. And his blood will cleanse you. Are you with me? Are you with me? Tonight, we're going to spend a few minutes in prayer. Church, I want you to just open your hearts. If the lights can be dimmed, we're just going to lead out to our time of prayer. If you want to just kneel down, or even sit down, or just whatever, just would you bring your heart before him and say, Lord, there are certain things in my life that I'm ashamed of. It might be inherited. It might be imposed. There might be things that you have done that is making you feel miserable. You don't need to carry it one more day. You need to say, Lord, I'm sorry that I was carrying the shame and guilt when you carried it, Lord. I'm sorry for trying to be more righteous than you. Lord, you carried my shame. You carried my sin. I'm sorry for carrying it, Lord. There might be people who have physically abused you, sexually abused you. Forgive them. Maybe you must have, physically abused somebody, verbally abused somebody, sexually abused somebody. God forgives you too. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Sorry for every time I've hurt you through the wrong that I've done. Forgive me all my sins. Jesus, may your precious blood cleanse my spirit, my soul, and my body. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. And I renounce sins. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. I submit to you. Lord Jesus. There are things in my life. That I am ashamed about. I don't want to carry that shame. I thank you. That you have a future for my life. That you love me. That you care about me. And that you want me. To lead life in the fullest. Help me. To despise the shame.
I
renounce shame. Spirit of shame. You have no right over my life. I break your hold. Over my life. In the name of Jesus. You have no right over my life. I accept the blood of Jesus. I accept the forgiveness of Jesus. I don't want to listen to your voice. I am going to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
God doesn't condemn me.
God doesn't put me down.
Thank
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive your healing now by faith. I receive your honor now by faith. I forgive the people who have put me to shame. People who have abused me physically, emotionally, verbally, sexually. I forgive them. Bless them, Lord. Forgive them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And forgive me also, Lord. If I've upset somebody, hurt somebody, verbally, physically, sexually, emotionally, if I have done wrong to somebody, forgive me also, Lord. I receive your forgiveness. Remove the shame from my life.
Remove the shame from my
life. Thank you, Jesus. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I accept your forgiveness.
I accept your forgiveness.
I accept your healing.
I accept
your healing. I accept your salvation.
I accept your salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands. The simplest way, the simplest way of demonstration of faith in accepting something from God is thanksgiving. Say, thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing. Thank you, Lord. Just the simplest faith is thanksgiving. Lift your hands and thank Him. 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 Thank Him.